prejudices which were early rooted were not easily removed, and among the worst was that of a belief in ghosts and boggles and apparitions. These wrought powerfully upon the fears of the great bulk of the people of that time. What helped me very much to conquer fears of this kind was my knowing how much my father constantly scouted and despised such idle tales. He wouldn't allow me to plead fear as any excuse. I took it into my head to make a trial upon my father's pitman, and for that purpose I detained War Cawdog until I buckled him up in a pair of old suds, which quite covered him beyond both his head and his tail, and set him off up to the pit, knowing well that he would gan strike there. I durst not thus have amused myself if I hadn't known that my father was out the way, but I set off on the inside of the hedge, keeping pace with the dog all the way up to the pit heap, near which I stopped and peeped to see the effect that would be produced. One of the men, who first saw the odd appearance of something alive, with a long body, without either legs, head or tail, moving straight forward towards him, knew not what to make of it, and after rubbing his eyes, he ran off to his companions, and when they had taken a peep, they all set off together with speed on their way home. In a business of a similar kind, which happened not long after this, it was my lot to be the sufferer. A few companions used to come at Neats to Warhus to play at cards with me, and I, in return, visited them for the same purpose. We were, however, taken to task by an odd woman, who called the cards the devil's books, and she told me that if I looked under the table, I would see the devil. And I recollect of my having several times peeped under the table that night to see if he was there. When we were done playing, two of the gamesters, as was customary, set me across part of the fell towards home. I was much surprised at their suddenly leaving me without saying good night. This was at a place called the Sand Holes, which I then left and was turning towards home, when behold, to my utter amazement, I saw the devil. It was a clear moonlight night. I couldn't be mistaken. His horns, his great white goggle eyes, and teeth and tail and his whole person stood fairly before me. As I stood and gazed, I thought the hair lifted the hat on my head. He stood, and I stood for some time. And I believe if he'd then come up to me, I must have dropped down. I moved aside, and he did the same, and the first thing I bethought of was getting out my jackleg knife. And if he had then approached me, he'd of a certainty would have got himself stabbed. I then slipped off my clogs, and I made a run towards home at full speed. He pursued me nearly to the door, but I beat him in the race. I'd always understood that after any person had seen a ghost or an evil spirit, as soon as he or she came into a house with a fire in it, they would faint. I feared this, but I fainted none. When my father asked me what was the matter, and I told him that I'd seen the devil, he gave me a slap on the head. The man who had personated the devil when he met me had been on his way to a corn supper and was gunning in what was called a geysin. When my father heard the whole of this, he wrought himself up into a great rage, and very shortly after, meeting with the man, Tom Usher, in the street at Corbridge, he instantly paid him off by giving him a sound beatin'.